the question is, could you be doing more to improve your pay-per-click marketing? And I think the answer to that is always yes. No matter what you're doing with regard to marketing, you can always be doing more to improve it. And so that's what we want to talk about today. What are some of the, generally speaking, what are some of the areas you want to look at for your specific campaign that you can apply and use to help really increase the amount of traffic you're getting to your site, but not only just traffic, but making sure that that traffic is quality and it's converting into real leads or business for your business. Every day buyers and prospects are actively seeking information to help them decide who they're going to buy from, either you or your competitors. And search engine paid search marketing, not to be confused with paid search marketing or pay-per-click, I should say, on like a Facebook. This is different. It enables you to really, for all intents and purposes, instantly connect with more of these interested buyers when they are ready to buy or when they're ready to make some sort of decision. These types of ads can be created and put up and go live within minutes, within the hour. Google's system, for example, is very quick in regard to how fast your ads can go live. But are you paying too much for your clicks and conversions? Could you be paying more than you need to pay or have to pay due to maybe a lack of efficiency in your existing campaigns? So join me today as I share 7 tactical tips that could help to optimize your paid search efforts for more efficiency and effectiveness. And despite the popularity of pay-per-click marketing or paid search marketing, I have lost count how many times I've heard it said from various people that pay-per-click doesn't work. They completely write it off simply because it hasn't worked for them in the past. Well, in all of those cases that I'm referring to that I've seen in my experience, the comment was born out of the throw the baby out with the bathwater mentality. In other words, it doesn't work for you specifically because maybe you aren't doing right. Maybe you're not going about pay-per-click in the right way. Give you an example. You could use my DeWalt drill to drive a hole in a piece of wood. It would do a very good job at that. But try to drive my DeWalt drill to town and you won't have any luck. Silly analogy, but the point is Google AdWords, that platform, for example, Microsoft Ad Center, they're just tools. They're mediums to reach interested prospects on the web. That tool needs to be used correctly. It needs to be used effectively. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, how to use that tool. And specifically today, I'm just going to be focusing on the Google AdWords advertising platform. It is the most popular and allows you to reach more interested searchers than the other search engines combined, of course. And just remember that we have to use the tool correctly in order for it to provide the desired results. Again, you can't drive my drill to town, but you can drive my drill through a piece of wood because that's what it's made for. Silly analogy, but it makes the point. So today I hope to debunk that notion that pay-per-click doesn't work. That's rubbish. You just have to know how to do it right, and you got to know what you're doing, frankly. By the way, today I will use terminology, like I said, mentioned earlier, that's related just to Google's advertising platform. The different advertising platforms, namely Google and MSN Ad Center, have different terminologies. I'm just going to focus on Google AdWords today. So the terminology that I'll use is Google AdWords terminology, but the concepts in most cases apply to, the MSN Ad Center platform. For those of you who don't know, through the MSN Ad Center platform, you can have ads showing up on both the Bing and Yahoo search engines due to the alliance that somewhat recently happened last year. So, some of what I will share today might not be novel to the more advanced Google AdWords professionals out there listening, but for those of you who would consider yourself in the beginner or intermediate camps when it comes to your level of expertise regarding pay-per-click, these tactics and tips will hopefully prove very insightful and vital to the optimization of your campaigns, generally speaking, for more effectiveness and cost effectiveness, hopefully, at the end of the day. But even if you are more experienced when it comes to paid search, listen in because the tactics will get more advanced as we walk through them. So tactic number one, use good keywords. Seems obvious, doesn't always happen. The right keywords or the most relevant keywords are vital to really starting out with any advertising on Google or any of the search engines. Do your best up front to choose the correct keywords, but at the same time, don't be afraid to test keywords that you think, might be on the fence. Those keywords that you think, well, they might be relevant, but they might not be relevant. If there's a chance they are relevant to your target audience or they might appeal to your target audience and they speak to what you sell, it can't hurt to test them. Just keep an eye on them if they have a lot of search volume or a lot of search traffic because they can cost you a lot of money without generating the results that you're looking for. So keep an eye on any keywords that you think might be on the fence. So as you're creating your Google AdWords campaign or you're doing any advertising on Google or other search engines, make sure that you've done your homework up front. Do your keyword research. Of course, there's some good free tools out there. Google's tool is great. There's some other ones available that will assist you with this process of trying to identify keywords that are similar to ones that you think, as a starting point, your prospects might be interested in. So start with a short list. Brainstorm a little bit. Say, what might my prospects use to find me when they're searching for my business or what I sell? Start with that list. Use that list as kind of a seed list to springboard off into some keyword research and let those tools that Google has and other free tools out there help you identify and uncover other variations. And never stop brainstorming. When it comes to finding the right keywords, there are new searches or new variations of searches occurring every single day that have never occurred before in the past. Google reports that. They acknowledge that there's new variations of how people search occurring on a daily basis. So what that means for you as an advertiser on search engines is you need to make sure that you are always brainstorming. You're always adding new keyword variations because always new keyword variations are always coming available. What this does for you is it can help you identify new keywords that might have a lower cost per click or be less costly, if you will, and provide a better yield than other keywords that you're currently bidding on. So always be looking for those new variations and add them to your campaign and test them. Google Analytics is also a great source of information. Look at Google Analytics if you have that on your site. I mentioned Google Analytics because that's what a very commonly used web analytics package. There's also other great packages out there like Web Trends, Omniture, Eloqua, and the list goes on and on. So whatever your web analytics package is or software program, take a look at it. Look at where people are coming from, what search keywords are being used to get to your website. And you can learn from that and get a general idea what people are using, maybe from organic search. And that can help you as you identify new keywords ongoing and upfront. So another thing to keep in mind when it comes to keywords in regard to paid search or advertising or pay-per-click is match type. And if you don't know this terminology and what that means, that's fine. You can go out to Google's Help Center, Google AdWords Help Center, and read about what these different match types are. One match type is what's called broad match. There's an exact match, and there's a phrase match, and there's also a broad match modifier, which I don't really use that often myself. But the only comment I want to make here when it comes to match type is be very careful which match type you're using, because if you're using what's called broad match, your ads are going to be showing up for keywords that you maybe necessarily didn't even bid on. So if I'm bidding on the word golf, I'm going to be showing up for searches related to anything that has the word golf in them. Maybe someone's looking for a golf book and I'm selling golf bags. I don't want to be showing up for people who are searching on golf books when all I sell is golf bags. But if I just pick the word golf and do broad match in my account in Google AdWords, I'm going to be showing up for all different variations, and I don't want that in most cases, because those searches aren't going to be relevant. I'm going to get clicks, but I'm not going to have a return on those clicks at the end of the day. So be very careful about the match type. That is very important. Most commonly used is probably the phrase match. In other words, you put quotes around the keyword phrase, and it matches. Your ads just show up for that specific phrase when it's searched in Google in various different orders. And then there's an exact match. I won't get into the details beyond that, but just keep an eye on match type. Read a little bit more about that if you're going to be doing any advertising on Google, or engage a reputable agency. I want to make one more comment on that note, and that is in relation to what's called negative keywords. Negative keywords basically are used, they're technically a match type, but what they allow you to do is exclude different words or search queries. So if someone did a search, I use the example I just used before the break, and that is of golf. If someone did a search on golf and I'm selling golf bags, first of all, by the way, you probably should be bidding on golf bags if that's what you're selling, rather than just the word golf, okay? So let's just say, for example, I didn't know that and I'm just bidding on the word golf, but I don't want my ads showing up for someone doing a search on the phrase golf books. So I would add what's called a negative keyword, the negative keyword books, to my Google AdWords campaign. And when someone did a search on golf books, my ads would not appear, which saves me money on clicks that I don't need, because I don't want clicks for something that's not relevant to what I sell. So hopefully that makes sense. Negative keywords are very, very important. I cannot stress that enough. Use negative keywords. There's some great ways to uncover negative keywords. There's some standard words you might want to add, like, you know, if you're selling golf, let's say bags, for example, but you don't have any golf-related jobs. Often there's people searching on the internet for jobs on a particular topic or a particular product category. You'll want to add like a negative keyword for jobs, unless you're a recruiter or something and you actually are looking, you know, to have your ad show up for something with jobs. But that's kind of a common standard negative keyword to use. So you don't want to be showing up for golf jobs or whatever. There's also some more specific unique keywords that are related to your business that you'll want to research based on what's called some search query reports, which Google AdWords provides. You can find out what long tail phrases are being searched on to find your ads, and you can look through those search query reports, is what they're called, and find out if there are any variations that are not related to what you sell, and then pull information from those reports and say, okay, this, you know, people are searching on golf books. I'm going to throw that in as a negative keyword because you saw people using that variation in this search query report. You can also look at Google Analytics. That has information about if Google Analytics is linked to Google AdWords or whatever your web analytics program is. You can find out how people are getting to your site based on keyword, and if those keywords are not relevant from organic search, for example, you can add them in as negative keywords on the pay-per-click side of things in like a Google AdWords platform. There's other great ways to uncover negative keywords, but at the end of the day, the whole point I'm trying to convey when it comes to picking good keywords, what it's all about is getting keywords that are going to generate some sort of meaningful action. Once someone clicks on the ad, you want some sort of meaningful action to take place on your website, whether it's a purchase, whether it's submitting a web form to generate a lead for you. Whatever it is, if an ad or a keyword that generates an ad is not doing that for you, you don't want to be bidding on that. You want keywords that that allow your ads to be served up or be shown to your target audience, and not the audience of someone down the street that sells something different than what you sell. So that's the whole point there. Tactic number two is research your audience. Understand their terminologies. Understand what motivates them. That will be incorporated into the ads that you write, which we'll get into next. Understanding what motivates your target audience helps you know what to put in these ads, because if you know that your target audience is very keen on a particular price point, for example, they're very price conscious, and you have a competitive pricing, you might want to put the price of your product in the ad itself, in the ad copy, when you write the ad within Google AdWords or in Microsoft Ad Center. This always requires some degree of research, and you're not always going to find out everything you need to know about your target audience, but at least do some research and put yourself in their shoes and try to think like your target audience. I mention that to clients and partners all the time, and it's just so often overlooked, the basics of marketing. Put yourself in the shoes of your customer. What do they like? What interests them? What motivates them? What are their pain points, and how can you find a solution to their problem and communicate that effectively in your advertising? So understand your target audience. Tactic number three, write good ads based on understanding of your target audience and what you want to sell. So there are some key parts you'll want to jot down if you're taking notes when it comes to writing good ads. You want a good headline, first of all. Google AdWords allows you to write a headline. There's a character limitation on the entire ad, but more so on the headline. I believe it's 25 characters currently, and then 35 characters per line for the second and third, or the first and second lines right below the headline there. So write a good headline, and it should be to some degree talking about what you're selling. Okay. Other tip here when writing ads is you need to include the actual keywords that are being searched on in your ad. There's a great way to do that using what's called dynamic keyword insertion. It doesn't always generate conversions by using that tactic. Conversion is an action basically taken on your website after someone clicks on an ad. Those types of ads using that dynamic keyword insertion they don't always perform well, but it's something to test nevertheless. Dynamic keyword insertion basically allows for whatever keyword was searched on specifically to be inserted into the ad text or the ad copy of your ad so that that ad appears more relevant when someone searches on it. And in Google, that keyword is bolded, so it appears it's noticed more by the eye, by the searcher, and it has a greater chance of being clicked on. So use the keywords in your ads themselves. And then also make sure you're including in somewhere in your ad how you're different from your competitors, how you're differentiated, and what you have to offer to your target audience. Also make sure you have a compelling call to action, a compelling thing that you want or a step that you want the searcher to take after they click on the ad. You know, for example, buy this or that at this price today. Free white paper, get a free download, a free podcast, whatever it is you want them to do. You need to make sure that there is some sort of call to action in your ad. And if you don't have anything to offer someone and there's no call to action that you can put in your ad, stop what you're doing and create something that you can offer your target audience, something for free, or if you have an e-commerce site and you're selling something, highlight the fact that you have better pricing than your competitors, something. You need to have a call to action for those ads. And then, of course, more importantly than ever, test, test, test. Google AdWords allows you to do randomized testing, and so your ads show up, you know, randomly one after the other. You can create different ad variations, allows you to do some very easy A/B testing to determine which ad variations perform the best for you, which ones get the most clicks. And then from there, you can track which ones actually generated leads for you or purchases. So that's very important. When it comes to writing good ads, make sure that your ads are segmented correctly into what's called different campaigns and ad groups within AdWords. That's just a fancy way of saying make sure they're in the correct buckets. Because the more specific your ads are to a small set of keywords, the greater chance they will have getting clicked on. So, and what I mean by relevant is for example, let's say you are searching for you want to find a good Bluetooth headset. You use the words noise canceling Bluetooth headsets when you search in your search query. Which ad would you click on after doing a search on noise canceling Bluetooth headsets? Okay, ad number one. The headline reads, great wireless headsets. Ad number two reads, noise-canceling Bluetooth headset. Now, aside from the fact that there's not enough room in the headline for that many words, that aside, which one would you click on? If you searched on noise-canceling headsets, would you click on an ad that said great wireless headsets or an ad that said noise-canceling Bluetooth headset? I would click on the second one because it appears more relevant to what I just specifically searched on. So that's what I mean by relevancy, and that is very, very key to make sure that your ads are relevant to what the searcher was looking for specifically at that time. And the more specific you can get, the better in all cases. And that's not just for the ads, but what we'll talk about later, the landing pages or your website. Be specific and segment as much as you can when it comes to landing pages as well. So that's tactic number three, write good ads. Tactic number four that I'd like to share with you is all about watching the right metrics or the right metrics, I guess is the best word I can think of off the top of my head. So this is very important. For example, if you have been currently placing a high amount of value on the number of impressions or searches you've been getting exposed through with your ads, and that's like your number one most important metric or tracking mechanism, then it might be time to reevaluate the goals of your campaign. If you just want to get seen by a lot of people, then that's great. But if you want to get more than that, if you want to get clicks to your site and you want to actually drive business and leads and or leads, then looking at just the number of people that saw your ad is just the beginning, and that should be a lower priority metric to watch. Better metrics that we typically recommend at our agency are metrics like cost per conversion or conversion rates, because at the end of the day, if you're decreasing the cost that you're paying or how much you're paying to generate one new lead or one new sale on your website, then you're going to be able to do more or generate more business or more leads with the same amount or less money. And that's what it's all about, is making your dollars go further, because no one has an unlimited budget. Watch the right metrics. If you're looking at the wrong metrics when it comes to pay-per-click, you might be assuming that your campaigns are perhaps underperforming or overperforming, when it's in reality the opposite. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're getting a lot of impressions, to my example right before the break, and you're just getting, your ads are getting seen by more and more people, more and more searchers every single month, month over month. That's great. But are you getting any business from those searchers? Are you deriving any quality leads from those searchers? Are they making purchases on your site if you have an e-commerce site? That's the more important metric to watch. And I would give up getting my ads or having my ads seen by more people any day than I would give up generating more quality leads or more purchases, things that drive real business. So watch the right metrics and ask yourself at the end of the day, what do I want to get out of this? And the great thing about platforms like Google AdWords is they allow you to track a lot of these very important metrics, assuming that the correct tracking is implemented and put in place. Conversion tracking is a key piece. You want to make sure that you implement conversion tracking, and we don't have time to get into how to do that, but that's important to keep in mind. The other thing to keep in mind when it comes to this type of advertising, pay-per-click marketing, is to be very patient and allow enough time for trends to emerge. So just like investing in the stock market, if I were to, and I used to do this, watch my stocks every single day and multiple times a day sometimes, I go crazy. And I used to go crazy when I used to do that. Now it's more about, for me anyway, I just can't do that. I will literally go insane because it's up and down, up and down, up and down. I can't see anything meaningful when I see up and down, up and down, unless I'm a day trader, and I'm not going to go there. Kudos to those of you who are good at that, but it's very risky. if you don't know how to do it, of course. But I'm more of the long-term investor. I want to see trends. I want to see that my investment is over the long term generating a good return. And it's the same with pay-per-click marketing. You want to make sure that you allow for enough time, at least probably like depending on how much traffic you get to your site, at least maybe 2 weeks at a minimum to see some really good trends at a minimum. And some campaigns longer to say, you know, these keywords are generating real business for me or real quality leads, and therefore I'm going to adjust my strategy accordingly. For instance, if certain keywords are generating leads or purchases and others aren't, I'm going to spend less on the keywords that aren't. So watching the right metrics allows you to make those adjustments in real time and manage your money effectively when it comes to this form of advertising. Tactic number five, segment. This is very important. In other words, look at your advertising campaigns and determine if your ads are showing up, and you can choose whether or not you want them to. But if your ads are showing up to mobile users, for example, using mobile devices versus desktop, PC, or Mac users, you want to probably segment out and have a separate, what's called an ad group or a campaign, to track those specific users, because their behavior is going to be different on a mobile device versus PC users or desktop users. There's also Google's Display Network, formerly known as the Content Network. You're going to want to track separately or be able to segment and watch your metrics as it relates to that Display Network, which is contextual ads that are showing up all over on other all over the web on different websites, as opposed to just on Google.com, for example. You'll want to kind of break out those campaigns because it allows you to figure out what type of cost per conversion or conversion rates or click-through rates you're getting for those specific types of campaigns, because often they can vary widely based on whether your ads are showing up to mobile users or in the display network. And times of day, times of hours of the day, days of the week, those things are very important to look at. For example, I was working on a campaign the other day for a client of mine, found that the cost to generate one new lead on the weekend, specifically Sunday, was extremely quite a bit higher than any other day of the week. And in fact, there weren't very many leads being generated on Sunday anyway. So we specifically turned off all the ads on Sunday, so that the ads were not showing up on Google on Sundays, but they were showing up on all the other days of the week. And we did that because we don't want to exhaust those budget funds and have a high cost per click and use up all our money on a day when it costs more than it would normally cost to generate a good quality lead or a good quality purchase. So that's important. Look at day and hour parting and segment accordingly. How to do this? That's a whole different conversation. There are very advanced tactics. If you're very new to this type of advertising, make sure you're working with a professional who has qualifications and credentials that you know, and references to show that they have good expertise in the area. Tactic number six and tactic number seven are probably the most key aspects of paid search marketing, in my opinion. And it's hard to say that one's more important than the other, but if I had to let any other tactics go, it would not be these. It would be some of the other ones I've mentioned, if I had to choose. And the reason is, you'll see in a minute, the reason is because this is why often people will say pay-per-click doesn't work. And that is because there is not enough attention paid to having a good offer or a good hook in the ad when someone's doing a search. And then also the seventh tactic, which I'll get into in a minute, is having a good landing page. And you might think, well, what does that have to do with pay-per-click marketing? Pay-per-click marketing is all about, you know, managing these accounts, and it's all about being within Google AdWords. That is not the case. That is true. But it goes beyond that, because at the end of the day, like I mentioned earlier, and I'll beat this horse to death because it is so important, and that is, it doesn't matter how many impressions you get. It doesn't matter how many clicks you get. If those clicks are not ending in what you want them to end in, or they're not achieving what you want them to achieve, and that is a desired action by the searcher, whether it's submitting a web form to contact you, submitting a web form to get something free from you in exchange for their contact information, or make a purchase. You, at the end of the day, control what they do, that searcher. Once they click on the ad, it's all up to you on your website to entice them to stay on the site and then to pay on the site if they're a if you have an e-commerce site or to click on that web submit form. So tactic number six is choose a good offer or a good hook to hook people in to say there's something of interest here. What's the call to action? What are you going to be giving them in exchange for their contact information if you're trying to generate leads? Or if you're selling something, if you have a competitive price, talk about that in your ad. Put it on your landing page. If your pricing is not competitive, adjust it so it is, and then talk about it. If you don't have any offers, nothing free to give away, and I mean that specifically, I use that word on purpose, free. Giving something of that is completely free, in other words, you don't charge the visitor to your site anything for this item, whether it's a free podcast, a free white paper, whatever it is. Giving someone something for free if you're trying to generate leads on your site is so vitally important, because that is one of the best, if not the best way, to get contact information from website visitors. And guess what? When you get someone's contact information, that is a lead. And you can't just say contact us. That's not going to generate hardly any leads unless someone is already very interested in you. But if they've never heard of your product or your brand, giving them something of value to them, something that means something, it's valuable, even though it's free, it's still valuable, will entice them to, in exchange for that thing of value that you're giving them, entice them to give you their contact information, and voila, a lead has been generated for you. So that is very important. Can't stress that enough. And there's some, you know, if you don't have any offers, to nothing to give something someone in exchange for their contact information, assuming you don't have an e-commerce site, then stop what you're doing right now. Stop what you're doing. If you're trying to set up a pay-per-click campaign today or tomorrow, stop and come up with or create a good something free that's of value to your target audience that you can give them in exchange for their contact information. That is so important. Don't even waste your money on paid search marketing if you don't have a good offer, assuming you're trying to generate leads. There's no way around it. You're shooting yourself in the foot. If you're an agency and you're listening to this today, and you're not doing that, you know, you're shooting yourself in your foot, and you're shooting your client in the foot, because chances are your client won't be a client for very long. And if you're kicking butt for your client and generating a lot of good quality leads or good business for them, they will love you, and that is what lifelong client-vendor relationships are made of. Who doesn't want that? So the other thing to keep in mind is whatever your offer is, if you're trying to generate leads, keep it simple. Don't get complicated. The final tactic is creating a good landing page. And the landing page can take many forms, but it needs to be a specific landing page that is targeted to and relevant to these types of campaigns. It needs to be specifically for paid search so that you can garner the interest that you need. There's lots of creative ways to do that. Dynamic pages, if you have a lot of different types of campaigns, or just creating multiple pages that are relevant to different keyword categories. There's a lot of different ways to do that. If you have an e-commerce site, it's a little different, but if you're trying to generate leads, you've got to have landing pages, and they have to be good landing pages. Let's do, by way of review, let's just recap what we've already talked about today. The first tactic for top-notch pay-per-click marketing that we shared is using the right or good keywords. Tactic number two, research your audience and know your audience. Tactic number three, write good ads. Tactic number four, watch the right metrics. Tactic number five, segment. And then tactic number six, choose or create a good offer or a hook for your ads and for your landing page. Now, tactics number five, number one through five had to do with Primarily the ads themselves. Tactics 6 and 7 have to do with what happens after the ads have been clicked on and the visitor is on your website. So you've chosen a good offer, you've written your ads, you have the right keywords, or as close to right, quote unquote, as possible, and now you've created a good landing page, or you're working on your landing page. When doing that, it's good to keep in mind that you definitely want to incorporate the correct keywords, the specific keywords that a visitor has been searching on or just came from a search engine onto your landing page. That's very important, but don't overdo it. It should be natural. There's a few factors that go into how often and where to incorporate, which I can't get into today. But needless to say, be sure to work with a trained search engine marketing professional if you have any questions or in doubt as far as how often or where to use the keywords on your landing pages. Landing page testing is also very important. You don't know what's going to work unless you test. So start out with what you think might be most relevant to your target audience. Maybe read some case studies that are relevant to your industry. Have a good headline on your landing page. Use good, meaningful imagery or images. Your page layout's important. The type of button and what that button says, the color of it, and all the aspects that go into the actual submit button or the purchase button. Trust building elements. If you have client testimonials, having those on a landing page is very important. Remember, people that are coming to this landing page may have never heard of you before. So they need an opportunity you need to convince them to stay on the page. And then once you convince them to stay on the page, you need to convince them to pay. They're on that page or click the submit button on this web form if you are generating leads as opposed to trying to generate purchases. So, and then of course, test, test, test. Do some A/B testing and always be testing to uncover new and better variables that will help increase the performance of your overall campaign. Those are the 7 tactics, and they're very important to keep in mind. The last two are the most commonly overlooked, having a good offer and having a good landing page. But they are, in my opinion, probably the most important, if not close to the most important tactics you need to keep in mind when it comes to pay-per-click marketing. And it's the reason why I think many companies say, this type of marketing just doesn't work for me. I've tried it, and I'm just done with it. I think the reason that happens in most cases is because a campaign is set up, and people click on ads, searchers click on ads. They go to the home page or just a generic page, and they don't know what to do. It's not their fault. They just don't know what to do, and so they click off the page. You've paid for the click, but you haven't gotten anything in exchange for that. You haven't, garnered a purchase or generated a lead. So those landing pages are very important. So those are the 7 tactics. If you have any questions on those, email me anytime, day or night, at Matt, M-A-T-T, at genwebmarketing.com. That's Matt at genweb marketing.com.